you might think you've stumbled upon a movie set where County Trucks B and Z come together. It's a general store from the dawn of the 20th century, painstakingly restored. Prussian immigrants built it from scratch. It had deteriorated, but still caught the eye of a UW-Madison researcher and was eventually added to the National Register of Historic Places. Why? Because of its unique construction called stovewood. Marilyn Riggs is a docent.
They would go logging. They would chop off 16 inches of the end of each log as giveaway stovewood, not good enough for the lumber mill. And that's what stovewood was, and you could go to the lumber mill and you could pick that up, and it was all free. And so that's what they built the side walls out of.
The immigrant who built it, John Michalkowski, stacked the chunks of wood perpendicularly and then set them in lime mortar. The result is a striking mosaic. According to the sign planted outside, this is one of the largest stovewood buildings known to exist.
As far as anyone has been able to figure out, it is the only building built of stovewood that was not a residence, the only commercial building.
Gradually, a post office was added. So was a boarding house, and later a bar. It catered to lumberjacks at the height of the industry. Riggs is sitting inside what has become the visitor center.
This was the ladies' area because by the time they built this building, they had added the bar on the original building, and women weren't allowed in bars. So this was fabrics, flour, baking products, the general store for women, and then the little area to the side was the candy store for children.
Riggs says this spot in Oneida County has always been a part of her life, even though as a child she doesn't recall laying eyes on these buildings. She may have been too busy frolicking in the nearby Wolf River.
My grandparents were up here on their honeymoon in 1913.
Not long after, Riggs says her grandparents built what she fondly calls a shack. That's where she spent the waning days of summer vacations.
We stayed in the one-room tar paper shack with the outhouse, and we bought a wood stove, and we bought an old ice box, and that was our summer vacation for the last 2 weeks in August. That was in the 50s and the 60s. We would go out and spend all day fishing or wading in the river, whatever.
The shack still stands, but Rick's parents later built a cottage with plumbing and power. Her mom joined the original team of docents when the Stovewood Building Museum opened in 1987. Riggs' life and work took her to Arizona, but when she returned, she took the docent spot her mom left behind.
I love the area, love the people. Beautiful, clean, fresh air, always smells good. I don't know, what can I say?
It's awesome. It's awesome. This is an awesome place to live. I know everybody. They're all friends, community members. Everybody joins together to help each other. It's kind of like Little House on the Prairie, to be honest.
It is.
Veronica Duval is across the street where a band is playing next to her bar, Wayne's World. She says her grandmother moved here from Chicago in the 1940s, but her parents and a 13-year-old Veronica had to return to the city when times got tough. As an adult, Duval found a way to move back. She bought the bar from her aunt, and to make ends meet, commutes 30 minutes to Rhinelander. She calls herself lucky. Duval says most people here are loggers and struggle to make a living. Yet they'd do anything to keep this small hamlet afloat. So every year on the first Saturday of August, locals team up to hold a fundraiser for the Stovewood. Duval mixes up huge batches of her Polish grandmother's sauerkraut.
She always called it kapusta, which is the word for kraut, sauerkraut in Polish. And so it's a combination of pork, split peas, and salt pork on top. And I make it every year and donate it to the building to make money.
Since visiting Jennings, I discovered Oneida County holds more than 24 National Register of Historic Places, including Fisher's Island and Jollywood. Who knows what tantalizing stories they hold? Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.
Can't you tell? I spell that I'm under. This fella's wondering if I never get through.